Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, two giants of journalism in Nevada, Sean Whaley of the Las Vegas Review-Journal and Seth Richardson of the Reno Gazette-Journal. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Joe Guild. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, what a journalistic lineup here. Sean Whaley joins us. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Seth Richardson is the political reporter for the Reno Gazette-Journal. Pleasure to have you both on the program. So let's start out with a bombshell that dropped over the weekend. Reporter of the New York Times, happens to be the financial reporter, discovers three pages of Donald Trump's tax return from 1995. Where are we in this game, and how much is this going to hurt?
I don't know how much it's going to hurt. You know, people have been kind of apologetic of Trump's business practices since the primary even started. You know, they said, yeah, he's using these laws because that's what he does. He's a businessman, and he's been using them. And I don't know if it's going to really move the needle a whole lot, but I do think it calls into question some of his actual business acumen. I mean, losing $1 billion in a year, that's, you know, quite a bit of money, no matter who you are.
Interesting. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if I was that reporter getting something in the mail like that, that would make my day, that's for sure. A big story, and I don't think it's going to affect his base. His base supports him no matter what, it appears. Whether or not it affects undecided voters who are wavering between the two candidates, we'll see. But certainly it's probably not an issue he wanted to deal with here in the last 30-so days of the election.
And, you know, most of the people in the media are obviously going to concentrate on, you know, he's been talking about what a great businessman he is, et cetera, and how could this happen. But the reality is, in business, these things do happen. For example, Station Casinos dropped $4 billion worth of debt in their bankruptcy, recovered and moved forward. I'm not sure exactly what the number was. I think it was somewhere in the $100 million range that the El Dorado Resort Group discharged through the Silver Legacy. You know, right now, Caesars Entertainment is trying to discharge $10 billion worth of debt. These are considered smart business moves that allow the companies to move forward. They're not necessarily bad decisions.
But does the public see it that way?
Of course not. Absolutely not.
Most of the public isn't dealing with, you know, $1 billion here and there. So it's a matter of, hey, we see this guy. He lost $1 billion. Oh, my God. That's, you know, he's supposed to be making all this money, not losing $1 billion. And so it's definitely a public perception issue.
I interviewed Harry Reid, as you guys know, about a month or so ago. And I said to him that it seems to me that this is very reminiscent of the Reid-Engel race, where the Reid campaign had 6 weeks before the Engel campaign got their act together to start mounting a national campaign or national-type campaign. And in that time, the Reid campaign just started slicing and dicing her, and she never really recovered from that. And this seems to be the same thing. It's another drop in the drip, drip, drip into the bucket.
Yeah, but Trump's doing pretty well in polls in Nevada against Clinton. It seems like it's a toss-up here in Nevada. So he's obviously got support. Whether, again, that changes the dynamic with the nonpartisan voters who you're really going after right now are those undecideds. I guess we'll just have to see. But it's a close race here in Nevada.
Right, but that's what the pollsters are telling us. But if you look back at the Reid-Engel race, the private polling that Mark Melman was doing for the Reid campaign was showing from day one that they were never losing. So, and that was another thing that Harry Reid brought up in the interview, was that at this point in time, he believes that polls are nonsense and that there is no accuracy, especially since the advent of cell phones, that less and less people are responding. What's your thoughts about that?
I don't believe that any politician doesn't at least listen somewhat to polls. I mean, they don't paint a whole picture, but they do provide a little bit of an outlook. Now, with Trump, and you look at this state, and, you know, yeah, there are a lot of kind of more non-traditional voters here than in other states where your polling can be more accurate. But I do think it's a little harder to poll this state because of that, more cell phone usage. You know, people don't have landlines here. Younger people, immigrants who don't have landlines, they just have cell phones. And so, yeah, I think that's a valid criticism.
The Heck Masto race, your newspaper actually has done some serious polling here with a very reputable polling organization, right. And they show that race to be very, very close.
Right. That doesn't surprise me at all. It just seems like Nevada is definitely a battleground state, that these races are close, both at the presidential level and at the U.S. Senate level and probably down into the congressional races as well. I'm not quite sure why we are the way we are. I think Seth made some points about millennials and folks maybe who will vote, but maybe they just haven't made up their minds yet. So the polls may reflect that, but it's just going to be a squeaker here. I think everybody's just sort of holding their breath to see what happens in Nevada. Those six electoral votes are important to both candidates on the presidential level.
Unbelievably so. The thing that struck me was the lack of name recognition for Catherine Cortez Masto after 8 years of being attorney general. That surprised me.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a problem for her going forward. I mean, she definitely needs to get her name out there, especially up here in the north where people really don't know her because she's not necessarily from up here. It is surprising that someone who can hold statewide office for 8 years is, you know, not a virtual unknown, but isn't as well known as a congressman from the South. You know, with how many TV ads we've seen, whether they're positive or negative, you think people would at least know the name.
It doesn't surprise me a lot because she's been out of the public office now for a while from her attorney general's office service. And quite frankly, for the 8 years she was attorney general, she was a fairly low-key sort of an attorney general. She wasn't out there in the public eye a lot doing a lot of the things that, say, Adam Laxalt is doing now with filing various challenges. He's sort of more out there in the public eye. So, again, sure, I mean, a statewide candidate who doesn't poll well with name recognition has got some work to do.
I think that Adam Laxalt is the most publicized attorney general since Richard Bryan. Let's take a break. More with these two guys, and they know a lot. Right back after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
460 days. Joe Heck spent 460 days on duty protecting us, including a tour of duty in Iraq, saving the lives of American heroes.
At the same time, despite taking an oath to serve Nevadans, Cortez Masto spent 174 days on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips, Switzerland, Argentina, Hawaii, all with lobbyists and corporate donors. Some people give, others take.
As a Marine combat veteran, I understand the sacrifices our military makes. Our benefits are earned, and we rely on them. Politicians like Joe Heck should understand that.
Joe Heck voted to shut down the federal government, risking critical services for Nevada veterans. And during that shutdown, Heck continued cashing his congressional paycheck.
His military record deserves respect. But back in D.C., Joe Heck is putting politics before Nevada. And that doesn't work for me.
Vote Vets is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud.
He's not a serious adult.
I can't vote for Donald Trump, given the things that he said.
Trump should not be supported.
I believe he's disqualified himself to be president.
I just cannot support Donald Trump.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, covering the state here with two of the top political reporters. Sean Whaley is here and Seth Richardson from the Las Vegas Review-Journal and the Reno Gazette-Journal, respectively. I'm surprised to see the amount of support that Heidi Gansert's opponent has with the amount of television advertising they're running. And it's pretty brutal stuff.
Yeah, it's surprising that we're talking about Catherine Cortez Masto with name recognition. Well, Heidi Gansert's got name recognition in that district, you know, very prominent lawmaker from down there. And here you have Devin Reese, a first-time, you know, candidate ever. And he's doing really well, all things considered, in a district where she does have a bit of a voter advantage. I'm surprised, but they're both pretty good candidates. They're running good races, each of them. So that'll be one of the more interesting ones up here, that's for sure.
Do you think it's going to make a dent in people getting out of office and taking high-profile positions, say, for example, the university system, at large salaries, and then leaving almost immediately?
It does bring in some criticism from people who see that as just kind of a juice job kind of thing, where, okay, we have a popular person here. They need to do something for a time, so the university system has hired more than one person in that sort of a capacity. So I think it's a criticism that people have to face. And with Heidi, I think, you know, she's known as a supporter of Governor Sandoval, who's very popular, but he's also been criticized by many in the Republican Party for his stand on taxes and other issues. So I think she carries some of that baggage within her own party. So I think that's somewhat of what she's fighting.
And I should point out that the governor himself, when he left the judiciary, before he ran for governor, he joined Jones Vargas, a prominent law firm. So that was kind of an interesting place to be parked. Let's talk about the potential here, upcoming session. Do you think that the SAs are going to end up being a part of that special session?
Oh, I should defer to Sean on this. It's really kind of hard to say. I mean, the special session, it's still, it looks like it's going to happen no matter what. But it's kind of hard to decide whether, you know, who's going to be there, who's going to have their hand in the cookie jar and whatnot. But
It's a challenge because it's a complex issue. It's a funding question. If they can figure out a way in the session to find some funding and fund that program so it can start in the spring, the second half of the year, I think they'll make a stab at it. But it's so critical to get people on board with that, and Democrats are not very enthusiastic about the ESA program. So do you want to put that in the mix and jeopardize the main purpose of the special session, which is the convention center and the football stadium and the police tax? And so there's a lot of people, I'm sure, huddling, deciding how to go, and they need a consensus when they come in. So it's still up in the air right now, but I'm sure there's a lot of people working hard on it, particularly Governor Sandoval.
And it's been interesting to see how I remember interviewing Jan Jones back in June, and I was talking to her about the stadium versus the funding for the convention center. And she was all in favor of the convention center, not so keen on the stadium until I brought up the potential of the Raiders. And that pretty much changed everything for her. Do you think that's doing the same thing with the rest of gaming along the Strip?
Well, I'm not sure what happened, but I think the final decision was made with the convention center expansion coming at a lower number than they had originally projected, which is a top priority for everybody. Sort of freed
up. Except Las Vegas Sands.
Except Las Vegas Sands, correct. They have their own convention facilities, and so I guess they're probably not as enthusiastic about that part of the plan, but apparently they're willing to go along with that and the stadium as a package deal. But when they reduced the amount of funding needed to expand the improve the convention center, that sort of freed up an opportunity there to come together on this and sort of push the whole package forward. We'll have to wait and see whether or not they can find two-thirds in the legislature to accomplish that.
What did you think about all these appointments to get every legislative slot filled at the last minute here?
Well, there has to be a little bit of disappointment not getting yes votes in each of those slots up here in the north. I mean, Julia Ratty's come out against the plan in its current form. I think it's odd to appoint, you know, a lawmaker who is running for office. Now, granted, she's probably going to win that district, all things considered, just given the district that it is. But she points out that it's kind of weird to hold this before an election, too, right before, you know, you're appointing those seats when you can just wait another 5-6 weeks, and there you have, you know, the people's voices in there. Who's going to be in office is there to make the vote on it. But it does bring up some interesting general election implications for some people.
It does, to say the least. Also, you know, the one side that keeps striking me is, you know, unless you get a 30-plus year commitment from the team to stay in your stadium, which nobody will ever sign, doesn't that still put the taxpayers, at least of Clark County, on the hook still?
Well, I know there's concern about the bonding proposal and how to pay for it. And over time, the concern whether the room tax will come in at the appropriate level to pay for that. It's a long time, and recessions happen, and we'll probably get another one someday, hopefully not soon. So that's a valid concern. That's why you take it to the legislature and you let all those 63 lawmakers and the governor discuss it, debate it, and decide what's best for the state. So that's what they're supposed to do, and that's their job coming up probably in the next week or so.
What do you think about, and just a brief answer here, maybe 30 seconds left, about a lot of the Democrats not wanting to debate or only wanting to debate with certain moderators? It seems like over the last few years that people want less and less debates. They don't want to. They want to do it all through advertising.
Yeah, I mean, if you can control the message, why wouldn't you? Why leave it in the hands of someone else? I understand it from a strategy standpoint, totally. Do I think it's good for public discourse? No, not really. But if you can control the message and you can put whatever ads out there you want, then why not?
Are you guys actually watching TV and watching the commercials?
I cut the cord.
I see a lot of the ads come on because I'll be on the treadmill or something in the morning watching the news, the cable news. You see a lot of the ads. You can't help but see them. They're on every break in programming. They're on every channel you can think of. So there's a ton of money being spent in Nevada on these various races right now, that's for sure.
To say the least. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We will be reading you voraciously all the way through Election Day and beyond. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees.
But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway & Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with attorney Joe Gild, now author too. Mm-hmm. Your new book is called?
Seasons of the Ranch, Sam. It's about the Great Basin and sort of the misunderstandings that people have of the Great Basin.
And it's going to be available pretty much everywhere pretty soon here.
Yeah, Sundance, the Nevada Museum of Art, Historical Society Museum store down in Carson City, up at the Northeastern Nevada Museum, and Elko, and yeah, it's getting out there.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I want to have you come on the show, and we'll talk more in detail about
great.
That. But we have other stuff to talk about today, but I just want
political
to throw...
stuff?
Yeah, just a little bit going on. Mining has not weighed in on the stadium proposal or the convention center expansion. I presume that they're just fine with whatever is. They don't have to worry about the tax.
Well, there'll be some metals that'll be in the building when they build the stadium, so I'm sure they'll support that part of it.
You know, it's interesting. Ed Roskey... with Majestic Realty that owns Silverton, has really been completely low-key in this whole thing. He's represented by Craig Cavalier, who heads up the Silverton, which is his property in Las Vegas. Why do you think Roskey, who owns the Staples Center, who should have a great story to tell, has not come forth?
Sam, I don't know. You know, this stadium thing... I've actually talked to some people up here in the north to get some anecdotal information about it. And to a person, it's Las Vegas's problem and we don't think it's a good idea. It's kind of the response. So I don't know the inner politics in Las Vegas about this issue. But we're obviously going to have a special session. My guess is that the consensus, you know, will be coming into the session that they'll approve it. Like Sean Whaley on your earlier segment mentioned that. And we'll go forward. And I don't think you're going to get a lot of Arizona Cardinal fans driving up from Phoenix to a Raiders game, but L.A.'s the market, obviously.
But, you know, an interesting thing. I was talking to a football fan in from London, a soccer fan, who has supported Leicester City up in the north for decades. And they won the cup in this last go-around. And he and his wife didn't have tickets to the game, but they went to Leicester just to enjoy the crowds. They watched the game in a bar on a TV screen. I think that there's a lot of incremental things that can go along with this, like the NFR Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas in December, mm-hmm. where a lot of people aren't actually going to the events, but they're hanging out at the casinos and the bars and the restaurants and having a party. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of extension that can go beyond just people attending the games.
Oh, no doubt. And Las Vegas gets, you know, tens of millions of visitors every year, and this is another draw for them. My daughter lives in Henderson. I was talking to her yesterday, and she thought that just that very thing, because there's so many visitors that come anyway, this will be another excuse. And when the Raiders play the Chicago Bears, there'll be Chicago Bear fans that'll fly to Las Vegas, because a lot of people from the east eastern part of the nation fly to Las Vegas anyway, so they'll go to those games. So, yeah, there's a fan base, and they're probably going to fill the stadium.
Do you think the idea of spring training in Reno will be enough to convince legislators from the north that they should go along with the plan?
I don't know if that could be a factor, but in my opinion, every special session I've ever attended and seen, the deal was basically cut before the session.
What?
Yes. And this, the educational funding part of this, in my opinion, that's bad politics to throw another issue into the mix for
the
people
ESAs.
To deal on. Yeah, the ESA issue. So I think that, well, I don't know. I'm not a football fan. I'm glad the Giants are in the postseason.
Well, let me ask you this, though. The governor is the one who controls the special session.
Right.
The content
he sets the agenda.
So he can basically say, hey, we've got the regular session coming. The NFL needs to know this in the early part of the year.
Right.
We can wait till February to start talking about if we're going to do something with the ESAs. And he was obviously supportive. But do you think that they're going to come up with this when we've had so much trouble funding education, period? It's all, I guess, going to depend on the makeup of the legislature after the election as to whether the ESAs will move forward with a funding stream.
Well, that is a problem.
Okay, and that's a great answer, because that's where we got to leave it.
Okay.
It's Joe Gill. Thank you so much, man. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dust system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. The Carpet Tender is the safe choice with over 18 years' experience using this rug washing system. Considering another company? Ask them how much experience they have. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender or something less.
You ask anyone on the street what their freedom means to them and their family. It means everything. But what happens if you're arrested or charged with a crime? Well, you come up against a well-funded police force and crime lab in an aggressive district attorney's office with a budget in the millions. I'm defense attorney Jesse Calter, and believe me, you need an attorney who knows what he's doing, who cares about you, your family, and your freedom. What's your freedom worth?
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card. Same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7. All by AAA certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
On our next broadcast, the congressional debate for CD2 with Mark Amaday and Chip Evans. It should be quite a show. We'll see you then.